All right, folks, welcome back to another edition. As always, we got the big man and we got Mr. Vinny Chase back after a long-awaited PTO day. Vince is still in his Cubs jersey from, what is it, baseball day today?
Yeah, so today, you know, since we're off on spring break week when baseball actually begins for, you know, both sides of town, they had a baseball day today and then it snowed. So they said, you know, no, it's not going to be baseball season yet. So it's been a long day here, you know, doing other stuff around the house. I'm still pretty much in my school clothes. I did put on my company gear, though, to make sure I was ready for this. And
hold on a second. I'm confused here. You're on spring break, but you had school day?
No, so like now I'm on spring break.
Oh, like after today?
Yeah, like 3:30 came and like, I like hit that door so fast. I was like, get out of my way.
You're like,
pedestrians in the parking lot, watch out.
Yeah, this, you're just like, what's that? Bradley Cooper in Hangover when he walks out of school. Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah. Rob, how you doing, big guy?
This weather sucks. Like, I'm very disappointed. I'm just going to throw it out there. I backed out of the mudness tomorrow, which I'm kind of thankful for. Oh. But I was kind of hoping to play. But earlier this week, watching the weather, like seeing, I was going to give it a go if it was going to be over 45, but like the high is going to be 40 down there tomorrow. And like, it's going to feel like 20. And it's just like, I don't know if I want to risk throwing my back out again for, you know, and have that not even get to play the season. So,
yeah, that's cold, man. This weather stinks. I looked out the window for a lot of the day today, just the flurries, just, it's so depressing. Especially after we get, you know, we got like a week of that nice weather, you know, low 60s, high 50s. It's like, all right, we're almost there. And then boom.
Well, I think Good Friday is supposed to be like 68, isn't it? So
is it?
Yeah. But we're sitting at the whistle this afternoon watching the games and everything like that. And it was sunny when we got there. And then I looked out the front window before we were leaving and we saw the huge flakes. I'm like, oh man, here we go.
Yeah.
Fake spring again.
Fake spring. But, you know, we got a couple more weeks, hopefully, of it. And then, you know, hopefully in time for the CGT season by the end of April, you know, hopefully we get some golf weather. And then, you know, it's summer here on out. So glad the boys are doing well. Did you guys catch any of the finish from the players last week?
I think that's the Sunday last week was the first time I watched pretty much a whole round. It was awesome. It was great golf. I picked Scotty in a pool that I'm in. We have it's four of us. We've been doing it for quite a few years now. We do the players and the majors, and you get two picks. And if you don't, nobody picks the winner, it carries over. So we had a carryover from last season from, I think, the last three majors, if not two. So this one was worth quite a bit of money. So I picked Scotty with my first pick, and, you know, Sunday morning came along and he parred the first couple holes. I'm like, oh man, well, it's just not going to happen. And then all of a sudden I checked my phone to see that he eagled. What was it, four? I believe he eagled. And I'm like, oh crap, I better put this back on. So as soon as I put it back on, I didn't move from watching it for the rest of the day. It was awesome. Like, honestly, not making fun of, but hoping Wyndham Clark not to win. Like, that was probably because I wanted Scotty to win.
To be honest,
but like I cannot believe that didn't stay in. And then I don't know, like, but Scotty went out there and shot 8 under on a Sunday, so like he went out to win it. So either way, it was a great Sunday of golf. I really enjoyed it for sure.
How about you?
I actually forgot that he was like a back to back winner at this, and I don't know, whatever reason it was. Like, I don't know. To me, it really doesn't seem like, no, it's a course that suits his game very well, but obviously it does. But I really think what the people want to know is my top three from last week of people in history to sit down with. So in my three hole, I'm going with Dwight D. Eisenhower. I mean, obvious general right there, but also get us onto Augusta National Golf Course. I also, you know, I enjoy reading biographies. Whether it's sports, history, whatever it could be. Henry Ford, one of the greatest inventors and innovators of all time. Henry Ford is on that list. And my one hole's tough, because you really can't invite both of these people. I feel like they would just kind of like know, they're both dominating figures, but I would see who's available. Vince Lombardi or Newt Rockne to be in my number one hole.
Well, it's a good thing this show's taped, so we can cut that.
I was going to save that for when we had our top three later this one, because I was curious to see what you had.
I'm only kidding, Vince. Well obviously, the people are very interested in your top three. So,
and I did, hey, you guys did a good job last week. I listened Monday at lunch. Thought it was a good job. And I was going to maybe tweet something out or Instagram it out, but I wasn't too sure about all those things. So I figured I'd just save it for Friday night.
Yeah, we appreciate it there, Vince. You are definitely missed, and I'm sure the people are going to be thrilled to catch up on your top three.
So now they can listen on their way to work and on their way home.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. I also thought it was a great tournament, and much like Rob, I watched a ton of it on Sunday. Dude, Scotty, the guy is just, he's out of his mind right now. It's unbelievable.
I mean, he could easily have been 11 under. I think he missed three good putts for birdie. I mean, and then I was laughing too, because with this bet, it was with one of them being my cousin, and he texted back. He's like, man, bearded Scotty, just watch out for him, really. So it yeah. might be a whole new guy. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's all worldly. I mean, every category, man, he's starting to sniff. You know, I don't really like the comparisons with my guy Eldrick, but he's starting to sniff some of those categories, and that just goes to show you, you know, the type of golf he's playing right now. It's out of control. I mean, nobody's even remotely close. I saw somebody tweeted the other day that Wyndham is like a clear number two player in the world. Now I just laughed. LOL. I don't know who that bozo was, but that's bananas. And to Rob's point, he's been getting on my nerves, man. I did like him off the jump. I thought he was a nice guy, you know, the whole story with his mom. And then, yeah, he's just been rubbing me the wrong way.
I just, that comment 2 weeks ago about the top 100, like, yep, just really got under my skin.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's like, I think, I mean, obviously watching Sunday and not having some of the guys in the field, like Rahm and them, really made me excited to think what the Masters could possibly hold, right? I think it's, you know, obviously Masters is our mecca. It's our holiday. It's our, you know, favorite major. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how that all plays out. If Scotty goes, wins that again, I don't know. But I'm really pumped for the Masters this year.
Speaking of, do we have an update on Soccergate?
Soccergate. I mean, I guess you just have to see how it plays out when that comes to that weekend. It was funny, I was talking to some of the dads the other night at practice about it, and they were laughing too. So I don't know, we'll see. I know the games, I think the game's here at Jefferson, then, so maybe I'll be able to sneak back and forth. We'll see how it goes.
Just run a big cable out from your house to Jefferson. What is that, like 400 yards? It's like, what? It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, unless I could just, you know, I don't know. I'll have to figure something out. But there's no change to what Soccergate is held right now. Maybe the game will change. I don't know. But that's what our schedule said it is right now.
I mean, we can certainly get a little clever here. You need old Tom to make a random call, potentially to, you know, the park district, or, you know, nothing. No terrorist threats or anything like that.
I was like, yeah.
I do have a fire hose in my truck, though. We could flood the field. We could. There's a lot of things we could do.
Sure. I was also thinking maybe bring out, you know, order one of those pillow case, whatever, pop-up screens. Throw that out there on the side.
It would be big time soccer day with that thing.
Oh, yeah. Like tailgating, you know, have the TV come off the trunk. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We got a couple weeks still, so.
Very nice.
So, like, with Apple TV, or, like, or wherever you have, or, like, YouTube, like, you'll get the Masters on there. You could just watch it on your phone, but yeah, you just want it on big screens. You go back and forth to different things, and so you're just missing more or less the comfort and atmosphere of your house, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well put. Well put.
1,000%. Who wants to watch the Masters on their phone?
Right.
I mean, unless it's obviously the last possible, opportunity, but sure. But if we're talking on the couch, multiple screens, complete Masters viewing experience. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm contemplating buying a third TV just to throw it in the garage and sitting out here the whole weekend is to have every screen going, to be honest with you.
Get a little cot out there and just spend the weekend, put some police tape at the door and just say.
I mean, I got a fridge in here already. You know, I could probably use my makeshift fireplace to cook some stuff, or I got the grill right next door. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
What about the second round of the Valspar? Did you guys catch any of that today?
I'll be honest, I haven't watched a minute. I've been watching March Madness the last 2 days. Not basketball has to be my least favorite, but when it comes to March Madness, obviously for some reason, like everybody else, it's very entertaining. So I've been locked in on that with brackets and whatnot. So I just caught some of the videos on Twitter of Spieth's magical par 5 save and, you know, Justin Thomas's amazing flop shot earlier today. So. But as far as watching coverage at all, I know, you know, you got the seven Kevins there or whatever it is. And then Streelman was leading. There's quite a few that are tied for first, I saw. So it must, you know, like you said, it must be playing tough because, I mean, what, 600's leading it right now for, what, four or five guys? So.
And that's a tough golf course. Like, you don't go there shooting low. And that's one of the reasons I always like to watch it is because it does. It doesn't usually have like the biggest field, but it's guys that can stripe the ball and usually play pretty well. And it's one of my favorites to watch. Just, you know, this weekend with watching March Madness and everything. And, you know, I feel like watching some of my oldest son's reactions to it are better than anything else. He was melting down during the Auburn-Yale game.
Really?
And I was like, have you seen a single like Auburn basketball game all year long? Right. Been out of shape. I got some Bo Jackson, you know, futures or something you need on here, but it just brings out the animal in everyone. Like sure. This time of year.
I mean, I was locked in that Oakland game last night. That was awesome to watch.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens with the rest of the weekend though. Right.
So tomorrow morning I'll get caught up on some golf. Definitely.
Yeah, so let's get to your betting corner then. So what do we pick for March Madness there, Vince?
I have some team futures is what I was kind of going with. Just get some like really good odds and hopefully be able to play off of them as the year goes at the
tournament. MGM?
What's that?
MGM.
No, for this one, you can bet whoever has the best odds. There is no like dead heat here or whatever. So I've got Creighton, Tennessee, Marquette. Who else do I got? Iowa State. I have one more other team. And the idea is just to get these teams to like the Elite Eight maybe and like try to play off of them and, you know, win some money with a portfolio. But, you know, I've got Purdue to cover this spread here and things are looking, is it 26 points, 26 and a half, I think. So we're like right at the number now. So we need a big push here at the end.
Very nice. I caught an hour of the Valspar today. Weather was brutal. Absolutely brutal. It was gusting like 20, 25 mile an hour. It was, you know, it was gloomy. It looked terrible. Like weather you just didn't, you know, want to play in. So yeah, about an hour of that. Saw JT double bogey. Just looked miserable. But to Vince's point, the Copperhead course is tough. I've always liked the Valspar, like a shady, you know, it's one of those tournaments where you kind of just tune in to your point. Like, you know, there's usually some studs there, but it's mainly the course that sets up, you know, nicely for the viewers. So hopefully we get a good finish with that. March Madness. I'm not a big basketball. So NBA, I won't sniff. I think it's just god awful. Haven't watched a minute of it in like 7 years, but March Madness might be like in my three hole behind playoff baseball. March Madness is unbelievable. And I actually got back into, well, I don't know if you would consider this betting, but I got into a pool. I guess I was in Super Bowl pools too. So it's not like I jumped back in the ring, but I just haven't bet in a very long time. Anyways, it was the quickest 200 I've ever lost. but the way the guy does it is awesome. It's a tournament of champions. Basically, you know, you get a bunch of slotted games for the round one and it's against the spread. And then you both pick, you know, teams and then whichever team, essentially what happens is both the games that or the games that you guys pick opposite of each other, those would be your live games. And those are the only games that count. So you got to make it out of that round. it came down to the wire. It came down to the game last night. Who was playing the 9 o'clock game? So I was watching that.
Texas Tech.
Yes, it was the Texas Tech game.
My youngest son picked Texas Tech. The neighborhood kids, degenerate kids of Woodridge, they have a ESPN pool that they do. And Jax picked Texas Tech because he thought that Young Sheldon, that's the school that his dad coached at. But I don't know if it is or not. So, like, and, you know, Jax is very, like, happy-go-lucky. Like, he just, you know, participating with everyone. And then, you know, Jax is not a morning person. So, you know, Graham woke up first and then he saw what happened in those late games. And he wanted to tell Jax, like, first thing in the morning, Graham, bro, Jax, your team lost. And, like, Jax was so mad, just starts, like, yelling. It's like, and I got to tell Graham, like, you know, like you're saying it to get a reaction out of him. And, like, that's the reaction. Like, your mom just had surgery and, like, is in pain. We don't need you guys, like, yelling at each other.
Right.
Yeah.
He NC State, though, that dude is huge, that center. That's a big boy. That's a big boy.
Burns?
Is that what his name is?
I think it was Burns, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's huge.
Yeah, he's a large boy. It was awesome. Every time you get the ball, the crowd would just go nuts. Hey,
boxy and everything. Good for him.
And then what was that kid? There's a boxy guy there. Goyke or whatever from Oakland. Just, you know, what do you have, 10 threes yesterday?
Yeah, he was just throwing them up.
That was unreal.
Yeah.
I was laughing at the comparison of him today on Twitter with from Tommy Boy and, the salesman. What's that, at the end of it with Dan Aykroyd? You know what I'm talking about? Like, they compared his face to his face with the hair, how they had the same hair.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. No, but I see what you're saying now. Yeah.
Yeah, March Madness is unbelievable, though. It really is. And especially this time of year is some of the best sports around, because then this leads you right into the Masters. So the next, like, 3-4 weeks is unbelievable.
I mean, they're really pumping the Masters commercials and the content now through IG and everything. Speaking of that, what were the results of the menu?
Come on. Who do you think won?
You?
Yeah, what do you mean?
God, your tomahawk. I mean, once, get out of here with that.
Once the pool hits, like, you know, out of the, like, big city of Illinois, we get, like, down south in Illinois, like, people are going to go for those ribs. And who doesn't like a chocolate and vanilla ice cream cookie?
See, no disrespect, Rob. I thought your menu stunk. I liked Vince's menu.
What do you mean it stunk?
I mean,
have you ever had a wedge salad from any steakhouse?
Yeah, but guess what?
It's the best salad out there.
I'm also not getting a strip if I have a decision between many, many steaks. The strip is, like, at the end of the road.
So you're going to tell me at your dinner you're going to serve a huge-ass tomahawk to every single person?
If I'm a Masters champion, you fucking better believe it.
Okay. All right. All right.
If this is a normal kosher Southside dinner, they're getting ribeyes. Yeah, right.
You know? They're getting Salisbury steak, and they're going to like it.
They're getting hamburger patties, and we're going to call it Salisbury steak. I mean, I'm a big rib guy. I love ribs. I thought that was a great call. I thought it was a bit of a gamble at the Masters championship dinner. You know, guys in green jackets just mauling ribs. But I did like the play. Yeah, I thought it was a good dinner. So here's where
Phil, they're just taking a board.
Yeah, I'll tell you where I was stuck at for a while. You guys both had seafood as an app. And I'm like, okay, I could go one way or the other for non-seafood guys. If I just throw anything out there, like originally I had, you know, like Wagyu sliders. And then for my main course, it was like a sea bass. And I thought that would dominate because you guys both had seafood. So I'm like, all right, well, I need to play ball fair. I don't want to hear any excuses. So that's why I just went with calamari. So we all had seafood. So then my wife texted me and she said, you know, you should really think about putting a menu out there that doesn't have seafood in case somebody has allergies. And I said, I said, these are three different menus from three different people. And she said,
you know, I had slotted in the appetizer potato skins at first, by the way.
A little
Well, at first, I thought maybe people thought about that'd be like a TGI Fridays thing. So I kind of took a step back from that.
100%. But no, the menu was good. And to be honest, I'll double check because I haven't looked since maybe this morning. But Rob, you were trailing hard. I think you had like 6 votes. Vince was at like 8 or 9, and then I was up at like 13 or 14. So,
oh, that stinks.
Yeah. Hey, we'll do it again. I thought it was fun.
That was fun.
We could do
it. That was fun.
All sorts of stuff.
You know, like kind of going back a second ago, like I almost said for my top 3 today, like what are your biggest sports weekends? You kind of mentioned that a little while ago, so that'll probably be one for the back burner. But like, do you guys have Masters as your number one, or you don't have to say what it is now, but is that your?
I mean, we did it before without you, and I believe we were both Masters Ryder Cup type 1 and 2 deal.
Yeah, I think we more so did events though, something like that. But
yeah,
or no, I think we did do some type of spinoff of that, like
yeah,
you know, other sporting events or weekends or something along those lines. But we'll keep that in our back pocket there, Vince.
Back pocket.
Guys, he's always looking out for the team, isn't he? You know, whether he's trying to sneak his top 3 in the next week or not. Right. Well, we're going to jump right into the buy or sell segment. Well, what did we like this week? What didn't we like?
I'll start it off. I'm going to come off as a big nerd, but it's very nostalgic for me. If anybody has kids or when you're younger, what was your favorite cartoon, you know, to come home and watch?
It was either Tom and Jerry or Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Well, those are good ones.
Jerry, that was pretty good. DuckTales was always pretty good.
DuckTales was a good one. That's good. No, I loved, remember the X-Men cartoon when we were younger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they just released X-Men 97 on Disney Plus. They are continuing the story. All same cast and all that stuff. So that the first 2 episodes came out this week. So I'm buying that because it brought me back to being a kid again. And it's awesome to watch with Nolan and everything. So
very nice.
It is always good to watch those, you know, again with your kids and everything. There are some where you're like, what was I thinking? Like the Super Mario Brothers cartoon. Like we watched that when it came out on Netflix. I was like, are we serious? Like, is this what I loved? Like, it was terrible. Just like, bad Italian actors with like probably cartoon lines and drawings. It was just terrible.
Did you guys see the new Willy Wonka?
No. Is it good?
My kids did. They liked it.
It was terrible. Like if you guys watch it, you're gonna be like, this is odd. It's just so weird.
You know what? I watched the other night. I was never a wrestling fan, but I watched the Iron Claw with Zac Efron. That was a good movie, and that's a sad story of what happened to that family. Holy crap.
I'll have to check that out. I'm pretty interested in the new Roadhouse coming out.
Oh, I'm watching that tonight after we get off this.
It's on Prime already?
Oh, yeah. It came out yesterday.
We're watching that tonight.
Oh, we can do a watch party, man.
Vince, are you buying or are you selling?
I'm buying. I've got 2 things to buy here, and one of them is it's spring break. You know, the good kids been working hard at school, and it's good to have a little bit of just like R&R. Normally, we go somewhere. We go to Florida. This year, we're staying home. I have some things to get done around the house, so that'll be good. And I also bought something already. Tom, you are going to like this. We'll probably maybe open up a couple of these when it comes time for the Masters. We got this Tiger Woods on these Upper Deck golf cards. I've never bought golf cards before, but I saw it online the other day, and they had like little blaster boxes. I was like, they also had these tins on there. That just reminds me of Tom right there. So I bought these, and you know, Masters week, we're going to open that up. And Purdue covers the spread here, folks. Purdue does cover the spread. Live information, 78 to 50. Tom, what are you buying or selling?
I'm buying this week. This is going to sound absolutely ridiculous, but I'm buying medicine.
Medicine?
Yeah.
Just general medicine.
Yeah, general. And I'll expand on this. I'm not a big So unless I'm like sick, very, very sick, I'm not one to really medicate. It's just for whatever reason, mainly what I'm getting at is mostly like injuries. Like if I have a back injury or like, you know, I'd rather resort to like ice and stretching over, you know, taking a leave or whatever, anything like that. So I got this shot of Tortle, or I think that's how you say it, Tortle, whatever. It's basically like an inflammatory, like a naproxy or whatever. It's worked wonders on the old foot. So then I continued with that, and it's been a lot better. So I've kind of always been in like the old hardhead, old school, like mentality, like, oh, medicine, you know, and for whatever reason, it's helped. So yeah, it is weird.
I mean, that's what medicine does, but it's supposed to help.
I understand, but I'm not one to go see a doctor. Like, unless
I'm not either. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to like pull me in to get to the doctor, or I like can't walk, which was the case. So that's why I went in to get the foot checked out. But yeah, it just takes a lot for me to get on board with like a regimen of medicine. I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. like taking that shit. But anyways, yeah, as weird as that buy is, hey, I'm for medicine.
That's good to know. That's a great stance to have.
Yeah, I'm for medicine. You know, maybe we can get the old guy with glasses. My mom's got
Fauci.
My mom's got him on a sweater. Fauci. Oh. Yeah, maybe we can get a sponsor by Fauci. A
little Pfizer action.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably explained that really awfully, but anyhow, we're gonna jump right into the top three. Vince, it's your top three this week. What do you got for us?
So I heard the other day there's a new Happy Gilmore movie coming out, Happy Gilmore 2.
It's going to be on Netflix too, which is awesome.
Oh, really? Okay. Because doesn't Adam Sandler have like exclusive or whatever with?
Yeah, he's insane deal with Netflix for like the next 14 movies or something like that.
So I started thinking about, you know, what are really classic movie quotes? But we can go on or on with that, actually. So broke it down to who are your all-time favorite movie characters?
I'm actually going to start with Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore in the Three Hole. Just an all-time classic. When that got tweeted out today by Shooter, I was LOL. supposedly, it's not going to be ready till like 2026, though.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, Happy Gilmore, just a preposterous movie. I can't imagine, like, you know, what they thought when they handed him the script and like they put it together. But obviously now it's a instant classic. I still go back and watch it. It's unbelievable. Number two, I would probably go with, I'm going De Niro in Goodfellas. All time classic. You can go a couple different routes there. You could have went Pesci. I think De Niro in Goodfellas is unbelievable. He's kind of the kind of guy you're rooting for, although you're not really rooting for anybody in that movie. But and then my number one, simple, Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber. I mean it's a movie that no matter how many times you see it, you die laughing every single time. Here's why Lloyd Christmas is one, is because I just think there's too many good classics, like, you know, to pick from Denzel or, you know, some of the great actors, like to just pull one character. I was like, all right, I'm just going to default to a comedy and kind of be a coward. So that's my top three. Rob, how about you?
Not a big fan of Dumb and Dumber, but good top three. Nevertheless.
You can't say that. And then just try to move on. What do you mean you're not a fan of Dumb and Dumber?
I've never liked that movie.
What's not to like about it?
It's just not my cup of tea, man. Just, I don't like it.
You didn't think it was funny?
Not as much as everybody else thought, is how funny it is.
Man.
But maybe it's just me upset that you tore my menu apart for Master's So I don't know, but I'll get to my top three. The three hole has something to do with like my first, one of my earliest memories, like watching movies with my dad. And we watched Escape from New York. You guys ever remember that movie? Snake Plissken by Kurt Russell. That's my three hole. Love it. Okay. Love that movie.
Is this pre Big Trouble in Little China, Kurt Russell, or?
It's a good question. I don't know if it's right after. It must be after it. But it's, you know, it's set in the future, but it's, but it's like one of those cult following movies, but I always remember watching that movie with him. And I've always liked that character itself. Two hole would have to do with golf. I'm a big, Roy Tin Cup McAvoy fan by Kevin Costner. Just love that movie. Every time it's on, I'll watch it from wherever it starts. I think he's just a great character all around. And then number one is a little sleeper movie. I think I've talked about it before, but one of my favorite movies is The Nice Guys. It's with Ryan Gosling. And his character is Holland March, and it's set back in, I think, I forgot what year, like the 70s, but he's a detective, and it's a comedy. It's pretty good. It's funny. And then I have honorable mention. Got to go with Tony Stark. RDJ was born to play that role. And then my other one is Andy Dufresne from the Shawshank Redemption. I think that's a great character.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That was on my list, yeah.
Dufresne was the one I was thinking about earlier. Secondly, you said Dumb and Dumber was not good, and you went with Nice Guys as your one hole in Ryan Gosling?
Did you not see? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I mean, it's Deese.
It's Deese?
It's Deese.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey. I think the character is great. I think he's funny as hell.
We'll take it to Instagram. We'll do another poll. Which is funnier, Nice Guys or Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, obviously you're going to get the Dumb and Dumber.
Poll a day.
Poll a day keeps the doctor away.
All right, Vince, let's hear your top three.
My college roommate and I, we would watch Tin Cup all the time and then go play golf and like recite the whole movie as we were playing. That's one of my favorites as well. So Jax made me promise I would tell you guys, Russell from Up is one of the greatest characters of all time. Oh, yeah. As a family table. But in my three hole is going to be Indiana Jones. As a kid, I just loved it. Wanted to be Indiana Jones. That's in my three hole. Number two, I thought, Robert, you may have one of these characters somewhere in your list. Maybe it's four, five, or six. But the Heath Ledger Joker was one of my favorite characters of all time. You know, shame what happened to him. And then Hannibal Lecter is number one.
Man, you are going dark.
What a great call.
It is that movie like spooks me still, but I just like
can't so you, stop. You don't like looking at blood, but you'll watch Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs.
Well, it's all make believe.
Okay. Two things. Rob knows this from previous pods. I believe the Hannibal Lecter series was my number one all time. Vince, I don't know if you know this. It's unbelievable. Like it's I think it's the greatest series of all time. With Red Dragon.
Yeah, right.
So you got Red Dragon. Well, actually, you got Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon, Hannibal, right?
Right.
I think they're unbelievable. I'm into really dark shit. Number three, or number two, you're Indiana Jones. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think growing up as a kid, at some point, guys our age, everybody wanted to be Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And like part of being a school teacher, I thought I could be like a history teacher someday and like go like explore the country on like the weekends and stuff.
You should talk to the Shelley about that. See what she thinks about you becoming, you know, on the weekends. Did you see the new one?
Indiana Jones? No, yeah. I have not, but I want to.
Okay.
But I want to. So I have a couple honorable mentions. Yoda has to be up there. Classic character, Star Wars. But, and it may not be like the biggest movies in the world. But Vince Vaughn's role in Couples Retreat and The Breakup, just the some of the lines he like has in there, he's like, I'm gonna get some, you know, mean Pollocks down here and just tear stuff up. And it's Shelly and I will watch those over like winter break or the summertime, just like when nothing else is on, and just like you always get right back into those movies and laugh a little bit still.
I mean, Vince Vaughn's stretch when he was up top was unbelievable. Yeah. Dodgeball was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
Breakup was unbelievable. I don't think I've ever finished a Star Wars movie in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. Like a lot of people like Yoda or Luke Skywalker. I was a big Han Solo guy, but I do like Yoda as well. It's just a classic. It
seems like you're a big Harrison Ford guy.
Yeah. I am a big Harrison Ford guy. You know, back to like American Beauty was probably like one of the first movies I saw with Harrison Ford. No, well, not the first one, but the first one, he was not like this like action star, I guess. So I've always liked him.
I mean, Harrison
Ford. Fugitive is an awesome one. Like, Fugitive is on my list. And Clear you find me that one, our man.
Clear and Present Danger. I mean.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Harrison Ford is.
Air Force One.
Yeah. He's got some absolute bangers. I mean, he would probably be in my top 10 all time, to be honest.
Yeah.
But no, another great episode. The boys are buzzing. It's good to have Vince back. Hopefully we see Rob indoors next week. Just out there hanging in the cold. I mean, that's got to be getting old.
Hopefully if it's 68 next Friday, I could have the garage door open like it's summertime.
This is true. This is true. We should potentially have a viewing party on the Saturday of the Masters. That would be
your birthday's right around then, isn't it?
It's the Wednesday before or Thursday before.
Well, you're supposed to have a kid, so how's that going to work?
This is correct. I forgot about that. I will not be around. Yeah, it looks like those plans aren't going to work. No. Well, we'll try it again next year. But until next time, we'll see you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway, boys.
I'll see you guys in the fairway.